2 Timothy chapter 4. I earnestly urge you in the sight of God and of the Anointed One, Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and at the establishing of his coming kingdom. Proclaim the word, be urgent both when it is convenient and when it is inconvenient. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not put up with sound doctrine, but having itching ears, will accumulate to themselves teachers who harmonize with their own carnal cravings. They will turn away from hearing the truth and turn aside to fiction. But you should be sober in all things. Endure hardship. Do the work of proclaiming the good news. Fulfill your ministry, for I am already being poured out as an offering, and the time of my being released is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have persevered in the faith. Therefore, the crown of righteousness is reserved for me, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me as a recompense on that day, and not only to me, but also to all those who have loved his appearing. Be diligent to come to me soon, for Demas has abandoned me, having loved this present world, and has gone to Thessalonica, Crescens to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for service to others. But Tychicus I sent to Ephesus. Bring with you the cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus when you come, and the books, especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did many evil things against me. The Lord will recompense to him according to his works. You too should beware of him, for he vehemently opposed our words. At my first offense, no one took my part, but all forsook me. May it not be charged to their account. But the Lord stood by me and strengthened me, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed, and so that all the Gentiles could hear it. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. The Lord will deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me for his coming kingdom, which is heavenly in nature, to whom is the glory for all eternity. Amen. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, and the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus stayed at Corinth, but Trophimus I left sick at Miletus. Be diligent to come before winter. Eubulus greets you along with Pudens, Linus, Claudia, and all the brethren. The Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you. This is the end of 2 Timothy chapter 4 and the book of 2 Timothy. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.